Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that was reasonably terrifying. Good evening. This is Mudfish Sasquatch. Welcome to my radio show. What is this show called? It's called Mudfoot Midnight. It's so called because it's Friday night at midnight. And Mudfoot. Once again, thanking you for tuning in. I was two minutes ago, I was asleep. One of the hazards of doing a show this late, I guess. So please bear with me while I try and bring myself back to consciousness here. This is a very interesting sensation. I've been becoming more and more familiar with, unfortunately, in the past week. I have this new job that I've started. Well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. I'll do the football report while I try and get my brain working again. This week, out in lovely Galleon, Ohio, which happens to be near where I grew up and where my parents still live. I figured rather than take that long drive home at the end of the day, I just come here and crash at their place, which is where I am right now. And why I'm keeping my voice down, because my parents are asleep not far from me. Still won't wake anybody up here. It's just a big hassle. So, unfortunately, today I'm having to wake myself up. And this has actually happened before when I've been in. I'll just lay down for a while. I'll be all right. I won't fall asleep before the show starts. I did. It's all's well that ends well, I guess, or hope. I'm going to just fight my way to this next half hour. That would be interesting indeed. I'll just knock off in the middle of the show and say, oh, this is an artistic show, just 30 minutes of silence. Probably some people out there wish it was that way. But we won't dwell on the negative. Let's move forward, onward, and upward. I'm here. This is my show. It's all about me saying what's on my mind, sharing the word that the Spirit gives me to say, and hoping that the cable waves take my words to somebody who needs to hear them. And this is why I torture myself in this way. I've been with this newest job that I've started. It calls on me. I think I must have said something about this last week because it would have been the first week I'd gone through it. Excuse me. I don't recall feeling the same way last week or anything this week, which is just constantly feeling that I'm not, that I'm deprived of sleep. Every time I wake up, I feel intense disorientation because I'm not waking up at the, quote unquote, right time. Well, the way I'm working right now is I have a shift. I work an afternoon shift on Tuesday, followed immediately by a midnight shift on Wednesday, so I'm there for 16 hours. Then I'm off all day Wednesday, work a midnight shift on Thursday, then I'm off a few hours and work an afternoon shift on Thursday. So it's four shifts in 3 days, basically. I think I have figured out what the difference is. I didn't feel the same way that I do this, this last week is a good week. During that space of time on Wednesday when I was supposed to be sleeping, I spent a lot of that at my hospital job, my medical school job. So that was a 26-hour stretch with no sleep at all. And then what happens generally is I just can't get to sleep, because it's the middle of the day. And then when I wake up, I wake up, it's light outside, and the time on the clock doesn't make any sense. The feeling I don't know if I can hook it up with anything else I've ever experienced. Because it does, excuse me, my goodness, it does take a while for the feeling to go away. I've had a sort of momentary disorientation when I wake up, but not something that takes me a number of minutes to maybe wear off. And that's, you know, kind of what just happened here, because I fell asleep, and the clock, when I woke up, the clock at my mother's bed, which is where I'm sleeping right now, chased my poor mother out of her own bed. But anyway, she sets her clock, you know, 5 minutes past, literally. So I had a minute to get on the old mud telephone and dial in. I don't know if I'm not familiar, if you haven't listened to the show before, the way this works is I call a phone number, and then I dial in a code, and then it hooks me into the internet here, blogtalkradio.com, and it makes these ramblings available to anyone who cares to tune in, find the right link, or know what the name of the show is that they're looking for. So I think I may have been just a touch late. I think I got in just barely in the nick of time, though, which of course I have done before. But anyway, so very briefly, I started getting a football report anyway. Decent game tonight. Nobody particularly unpleasant to deal with. It was an older facility, which can be kind of nice. There's a lot of energy there. A lot of football has been played over the years. A lot of kids have used that space. A lot of adults have used that space. And I found it to generally be a happy energy, which is not always the case. You know, when dealing with an older place, I don't know what word to use, but you can generally, when I went to Lima, there was that's a very old stadium. I felt the energy there I found to be rather disquieting. But this was not the same at all. So I've been there. I mean, I'm familiar from the stadium from the days that I was in high school. It's not my high school stadium, but it's one of the high schools we used to play. Used to meet in football fairly frequently. There was a rather, I want to say famous, I don't know how famous it is, but it's a game. Actually, not when I was in high school, the year before I went to high school. A big time, that school, the one I mentioned, Guy, and there was last, it was the last game of the year, and they were undefeated, and our little ragtag high school football team beat them 22-21. Amazing that I still remember the score after all these years. So, the things, you know, that your mind decides to hold on to can be odd. I've got all those things that are, this is very much like being drugged. This feeling of just I want to say intense disconnectedness. I'm not sure what that means. I'm just very tenuously holding on to my grip here, because there's train sounds going on behind me. And this is the house. I'm in my parents' house. This is the house I grew up in. And many a night I spent in sort of the opposite type of feeling I have right now, which is the insomnia. I spent lots of nights as a teenager unable to sleep and listening to those trains going by and wondering who was on them, where they were going, etc., etc. The train whistle, it's such a mournful sound anyway. And all that, all those memories and all that energy that kind of goes along with it. Gets called back up when I'm laying here again. pretty much in the same space, although this became my room after I moved out, paradoxically. But when I moved out, my brother, this was always my brother's room, and when I moved out, my brother moved into my room, which was a better space, and then this became a guest room, which I used whenever I would visit. And then they moved in, and I started getting visits from my daughter, who was very young at the time, and needed a smaller bed in here, and we shared it. And let's see, when I moved back here, so I moved back here, that's very indefinite because I moved back here a number of times, but I don't know if this ever officially became my room. I slept in the room that was always my room until finally that room was converted into a sort of a television room for my father. And then Scott's old room, my brother's old room, became my mother's room, and then the room my mother and father used to share became just his room. It's one of these things that happens as people get older, I guess. There's snoring and there's other things involved. It's difficult for them to get a good night's sleep, living in the same room. So right now my mother is asleep. This is just occurring to me now. I was always relatively comfortable doing this show in this room because my father was next door and he doesn't hear very well. So I wasn't overly concerned that I was going to disturb him. I thought that if I just sort of kept my voice down, that everything would be all right. But now I'm just remembering, and this change is very recent. My mother is now in the room next door that used to be my mother and father's room jointly, and my father is sleeping in his room, his TV room. There's an air mattress on the floor, and he's sleeping there. But anyhow, I know what you're thinking, and I have offered multiple times. I said, okay, well, don't get up to bed. I will sleep with you on the air mattress on the floor. And they say, no. So that's why I'm lying here now in relative comfort. I hadn't even thought of that. There's sort of a different energy which may be sort of attributable to the. So my mother being over there now instead of my father. Now I have to figure out how I might compensate for that. I don't particularly like doing the show here. What's happened in the past is when I found myself here in the day to do the show, it's Friday night, I'll find some excuse to be out. I have to go someplace, and sometimes you go coming back from someplace, and I'll just not make it home in time, and I'll do the show from the road. I did a show this earlier this summer from downtown in my little town in the Midwest where I grew up. I just parked the car near a pizza joint that I liked, and just sat there in the car and did the show in the yellow red halogen traffic lights, not traffic lights, what would you call them, the overhead total light. I thought about that tonight, but it was my brother that messed things up. He made a pile of popcorn. He is now the family popcorn master. He took that over from my mother. That struck tradition on Friday nights. We had gather on a big bowl of popcorn and watch some sort of sporting event. So he went to the trouble to make a pile of popcorn and save me some because I was going to be out during this. And he told me he would do that. I can't now. Sort of because I knew I was going to be there was no logic to my being gone until midnight. You know, I would be back in plenty of time. So I forsook my original strategy, came back to the house, and feeling again very tired, very disconnected. From the moment I pulled that double, you know, and then, yeah, that was on. That was because I did. I pulled that double, and then I went and worked at the medical school, and they had been more than 24 hours since I slept, and then I couldn't get to sleep. And finally, I did fall asleep, and I was only asleep for about an hour, and I woke up in this just panic mode. Just where am I kind of this feeling? That's kind of a tightening together every time I've woken up since that. You know, since I turned that, what's essentially a triple, a double in one place and then another shift someplace else. I just don't want to, you know, it's difficult for me to let go of that medical school job, and that it's very enjoyable to me, and it pays well, and that slot between the double and the, you know, the next midnight that starts on Wednesdays at 11:30 p.m., it's one of the few slots that I can actually still do it. So I hate to cut that out too, although, man, these last few days, I just don't see how I can do it again. Wednesday is usually, Wednesday is usually the day of the psychiatry, OSCE. OSCE spelled O-S-C-E. It's an acronym for something that I have no idea. I can't remember. They tell me what it means. But it basically, it's an event that the medical students come to, and we pretend the standard patients pretend to be, you know, ill or have some sort of symptoms, and the medical students have to figure out what's wrong with us. And the psychosky is one of my favorites because I've always the character I've always played at the psychosky has been a schizophrenic homeless man. And that's it's just a lot of, and again, without, you know, keeping the proper, you know, keeping it in perspective, being the proper respect for the, you know, for the condition and people who have the condition. It's just incredibly fun to put myself in that place. And the problem is, I really am older than the person they went to play it for last month. They had those of us around because everybody's been playing it kind of to look for it except for one guy. So they had us train, and they're also switching to making it young ladies because they have, you know, a lot of young ladies in this right now. So they took that over from us this month, and I moved to a different role, which was also enjoyable. It was one of the first husband and wife things. I have someone who pretends to be my wife, and we're there on behalf of our daughter. And I won't get, again, I've already talked about this in more detail than I'm really supposed to, in case there have to be any OSU medical students out there listening, and they're getting all this inside information on the process. So I won't, you know, go into any of this. You know, I enjoyed myself, but I was, you know, half unconscious during the whole process. And I'm afraid that, yeah, I'm looking at, really had to shoulder the load. So there was that. I really want to talk about my blog today. I don't know if I can do it intelligently in my present frame of mind, but it occurs to me, I haven't talked about my blog. I think there's like three entries that I haven't, now that I haven't even seen it, but if you want to look at them, on mudtoesasquatch.com, I would love to hear your comments. I look at your comments before they get posted on the blog. I will pass your comments along as long as you don't say anything that's horribly offensive. Frankly, most of the comments I get on the blog are spam. So also, please, in your comment, write something that indicates to me that you are an actual person and not a bot. And saying I'm not a bot doesn't work. You have to somehow in the comments refer to, you know, whatever article is you're commenting on, or whatever, you know, part of my radio show that you're commenting on. Just, you know, make it clear that you are an actual person with an actual opinion. And I will pass it along, even if it's negative. I enjoy constructive. I won't say I enjoy constructive criticism, because particularly in light of what I'm about to say next, which is that my theater job is now no more. I think we kind of knew that's where we were going. The last show I had done was like, it, 3 weeks had elapsed between shows I had done, and the previous show I'd had a falling out with the director, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to have done, because that show, it went badly. It didn't really go badly. The director thought it did. There was one thing that happened. I wasn't going to say mistake. There was one thing that happened at the end. There was a sound effect right at the end of the show, actually a song, that got messed up, and I don't know why. I don't know how it got messed up is what I mean. That's the director held me responsible for that. And when we first talked about this position almost a year ago, and it's one of those things, you know, the position never really became the way he described it. You know, he was talking about his hopes were, and it's like he didn't promise me anything, but his hopes were that there was going to be like 15 to 20 shows a month. And I never, the most I ever did in 1 month was 4. So it never really became the kind of source of income, and also the amount that was paid per show is less. We were supposed to get $65 a show, we ended up being $50 a show. So it never became, at the beginning I was hoping that it would by now be my major source of income, and it never got there, not even close. And the position itself was sold to me as more of a creative position, or a position that had more creative opportunities than it actually ended up being. And, the stage manager job actually ended up being more of a shit rolls downhill kind of thing. But everything that went wrong was our fault. So there were two of us who were stage managers and had to divide up the work between us. And that happened because the person who used to be the stage manager for the previous incarnation of this theater had moved on. And now that person has come back and is starting to look for shows. So now we've been starting to look for our share of the work. And so now it's three people dividing up the work instead of two. And I was grateful for that sort of breakup, so that 3 weeks between the shows. Sort of calm my mind and hopefully be able to go into the show with a calm outlook and not be disturbed by negative things that the director would throw at me. And I think I was pretty successful at that. But then the last show that I did, some criticism was thrown at me, and I sort of answered back. And you can't answer back. That's part of having the shit roll downhill position, is that you don't answer back. And I don't know who exactly I offended, and I thought maybe it was in the cards anyway when this previous stage manager came back. But I was asked not to come back, so I am no longer a stage manager at that theater. And I find that's liberating in a way. I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't looking forward to going fit into the other shows, or fit into trying anyway to fit them into the weekends when I'm not working at this new job. I have to work out, so that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday too, and I'm not feeling recovered in any way, although neither of those is a midnight shift, which is good. And neither of them, I'm not working either of them by myself, which is also good. Very nice lady that I share those shifts with. And I'm, of course, trying to keep that professional relationship, an entirely professional relationship, of the highest order. So don't you worry. Will not be disturbing the arc of my future, any future career arc. But then I don't know that this is going to be I don't, because of the way I feel, and because of the fact that the job pays, you know, the pay is not good. I like the job. The job itself is not particularly difficult, and it does involve serving others, which is an important component in my criteria for things I want to do. But even with everything, I'm still not certain that this job is going to, you know, allow me to pay my bills. It certainly doesn't challenge me from a professional standpoint. I don't do the kind of things that I really have the ability to do. So I was at the Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation days. I've been working with them on and off for several months. I have the access to services through the counseling I do through the county and through Adam H., the mental health people. I get the counseling through them for free because I have a history of being a crazy person. And it was suggested, you know, if you go to the Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation, maybe they can help because you're a crazy person. Maybe they can help you get a job because they help crazy people get a job. And I shouldn't. I'm saying this only in reference to myself. I'm not saying it. I don't mean to be deprecating to people who have difficulties in that area, who have mental illness, and of course that's a. I'm not exactly sure what puts me in the same, you know, that I deserve the same kind of services that they deserve. Maybe I actually am, and if I never put myself, you know, self-identified in that way, but certainly they have been more than willing to talk to me and to begin to try and help me out. It's been a slowly unfolding process. And I had someone from my counseling office come with me to the first couple of meetings and sort of advocate for me. And I've always kind of dreamed of that. You know, I felt like one of the things that held me back professionally is just I have a very, very difficult time advocating for myself. Right out there telling somebody, you know, what my good points are and how great I am and how wonderful it would be somebody advocating for me at that level, and now, you know, that's starting to happen, and I'm a little bit paralyzed. And here we are already with the 90-second warning coming on. And read my blog if you get a chance. It's very sort of, I wrote one that I like. It's very touching about the whole football thing, and basically it's about, you know, I make a call at halftime of every football game to my mother, and it's the blog is about why I do that. So please check that out and give me your feelings. And I'm going to go to sleep because I am just exhausted. And I'll be back with you next week. Thanks for listening. And have a nice day.